Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge, supported by Villa Gaiety. For the latest Watson information, visit villagaiety.com.
Hi, I'm Seb Garud. I'm 15 years old.
Seb, it is lovely to meet you.
Lovely
Thank you for coming
you
up to the studio. You managed to get away early from school. Yeah. They let you out, so they're obviously supportive of you doing your music. Before we go any further, tell us about your music then. So how would you describe your genre?
I would say it's more of like a, not a UK drill, but more UK like rap. So it's more relaxed and chilled and just kind of like you're going to have different feelings in it and just... Yeah, I kind of go through different emotions with the music, I guess.
You really do. And I've heard your track and it is really powerful stuff because it's obviously very personal to you, isn't it? So you obviously use it as kind of a way of communicating, don't you?
Mm. Yeah, I use it kind of, I like to like talk about my feelings and put them into music because it's just a nice way to get feelings off your chest when you've got something weighing you down and just put it onto music and then it just goes and you get rid of it.
Which, to be honest, is a really brave thing to do. And you've even performed this in front of people, haven't you? Tell us about the gig you did.
Yeah, Quids Inn went down there. And I quite like, I was very, it was nerve-wracking going down. Got on stage and just everything worked. It all clicked. Like before, I thought I was going to mess up. And like the whole time, I don't think I even made a mistake. And the thing, it all just clicked at the time. And it felt amazing, really. Just, yeah.
And this is, again, this was a sound check event, wasn't it? So I'm guessing that the other artists were probably, were they more sort of instrument-based, guitar-based, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it was quite like a different mix. There was like the heavy metal type things and guitar and nice singing stuff. And then yeah, mine's, I guess, completely different. I just come on and put a different vibe to everything.
And it's interesting because actually the UK rap scene is thriving right now, isn't it? I mean, you turn any channel on from any platform and there's always some form of rap sort of out there. But there is some artists over here on the island, but not that many. So I'm interested to know what took you to this sort of scene.
At the start, when I first started writing music, it was nothing like... when I first started writing, it was more kind of hip-hop. And would mess around with songs in different like ways and writing and flows, and I just never really got like a click. I never found that like song that I bit that I was like, yeah, this is my favorite, I like this one, I like the way it goes and all of this, and I never really got that. But then I just kind of messed around with, like, I spent like a night just listening through different beats on YouTube, and then I found this UK like rap one, and I just, I don't know, found the Like just started mumbling to it and got a flow and a bit of song to it. And I was like, yeah, this is the flow I like.
And it's like poetry, isn't it? So have you ever written anything like that before?
I've never tried poetry. And before writing music, I have never done anything more than just what you've got to do in English or something like that.
That's amazing.
And yeah, just, I wasn't good at the start. It was like awful, like trying to rhyme things together, but I just stuck with it, and then yeah.
And do you have people that inspire you? I mean, who do you kind of turn to, who always pops up on your streaming or lists when you're listening?
Yeah, a lot of my main one is probably Dave, because the way that he like just kind of makes his music and he puts his feelings into his music. There's a lot of different things that he's done with emotions and situations and everything and put it all into music for the world to hear, and it's just an easy way to hear it and understand, because when you can relate to someone, then it's so much easier to connect with them on like a different level, and then you understand it.
And it's interesting, is it, because as a genre, I suppose rap sometimes has a bit of a kind of bad, well, rap or rep or whatever you say it is. And actually what you're talking about is something entirely different, because you're talking about using it to get your emotions out and to actually communicate with people. So you're approaching it from a different way. And it seems a bit unfair, really, that sometimes people just assume it's all associated with something a bit darker and negative.
Yeah, it's just like, because you've got the, when with the UK drill is about drillings in the UK, which is quite like a dark subject, but UK rap, it's like it gets like mixed up with UK drill and people just assume it's all the same thing, but it's a completely different like basis in the genre.
I feel like I need you to educate me, because there's so many different types of rap.
There's
drill. Is grime still a thing?
Grime is still a thing. That's like Stormzy and I don't know if you like JME and stuff like that. That's them.
And see, my nephews love it, and they're forever saying, how have you not heard of this person? But I think unless you're kind of listening to different channels, it can completely pass you by.
The way to, I think the best way to describe it is UK drill is like you're stood up, running around, nodding your head really quick, like going, like waving your arms around. And UK rap is like you're kind of sat back in your chair, nodding your head real slow, and the sun's shining, and it's just a
relaxing
day. I think
I like that one. Yeah. I like that one. And you mentioned hip-hop as well, which is, I mean, are some of the more traditional sounds still out there? Are they still popular? Like, yeah. do you look back to some of the guys from back in the day?
I still think hip-hop's quite a big thing now. In mostly, really, America, you get quite a lot of hip-hop artists, which make, like, songs which are still very big today, and they go number one on charts and stuff like that. It's still a big, like, wave in music.
See, I'm learning so much here. This is absolutely brilliant. Well, listen, we're going to play your track now. So I've got Blood in My Eyes here. So before we play it, tell us a little bit about this song.
It was the first song I really experimented with putting like my proper feelings into, like I'm like feelings into a song and making it sound good, if that makes sense. Because I was putting them in and it would come out as a bit of a mess and just not that, like it wasn't that nice to listen to. So then I spent... This is the first song I spent time, like a long time, on it. Like I spent like 3 weeks just writing this one song. When before it would take me like a couple hours or something to make a song, but I spent 3 weeks putting into this song and put it all together. And in the end, I think it came out quite good.
It is excellent. Like well, let's treat our listeners to this because it is fabulous. This is Seb, and this is Blood in My Eyes.
Imagine a life where there's never sin. Taking so much but we never give. I'm grateful some people will never live. It's crazy cause I wish I never lived. You never will understand pain. Take a pill and then sit in the rain. It's a stormy and miserable day. That's a day in the life of my ways. Figure me out, you never will. Hiding a tree, but I'm not a real. Dreaming of signing a record deal. Making money, give out some fancy meals. These people that help me feel life. There's so much now I owe them my life. They kept me between the lines. Never letting me drown in my mind. It took me a minute to see that the best things in life are for free. In life we're born and we breathe. That's the reason we stand on our feet. We're made to understand pain. Do our best to keep it away. Sometimes we cannot escape. Never knowing the end of our game. Getting bad news and your brother's crying. Mum's is a win, she's not applying. It's scary cause mum she thought about dying. Tell me she fine but I know she lying. The sin that changed your life. Decide that you live or you die. Either take a left or your right. Can't see, got blood in my eyes. The shit that I've seen, it horrifies. If you see what I've seen, you objectify. Growing up, missing a normal life. Had so much, most of the sacrifice. Our family, friends, brothers and sisters. They couldn't stay here in this life I had. I'm doing so much to never forget them people cause memories always last. Finding new ways to deal with the pain when you can't accept freezing your life and place prescriptions. Doing their best for a dip every year. Everything stays the same, your feelings never do change. Your brain is wired that way. Some people living is great, but us we living is pain. Big dreams of doing rap, selling our shows cause going mad. Singing my songs, I sing it loud. Rise at the top and I stick it out. Know my name and never forget it. Standing up tall and spreading my message. Getting some fame, money's objective. Changing my life, I'm making my blessing. Giving me love, she's giving me hugs. I'm giving her back, I'm making her blush. I smile, happy I sat inside. The way that I feel is burning me up. I'm trying so hard, it's never enough. I give her my heart, she's showing me love. Giving my soul, I gift it in trust. Hold it, you keep it till my life is done. Blacker than night, I'm creeping away, sneaking away, skunk on my friends. Ask what we did, well it depends. Keep it aside, keep it at rest. That is the past, now nothing's the same. Life goes on, we all had to change. Don't do bad in the middle of the day. People will see, don't make the mistake. I'll paint you a picture, the picture of my life. It's nicer that I said, but inside it has. Think of a story that's telling you lies, then changing the image of them in your mind. Now think of a picture like Starry Night. It's beautiful, up where the story lies. He painted the things that he's seen in life. Eventually led him to suicide. Yeah, I got blood in my eyes. I got blood in my eyes. Can't think, got blood in my mind. Can't see, got blood in my eyes. Won't change and none of the guys. I got blood in my hands a couple of times. I'm cleaning the blood of my knife. Look at me, I got blood in my eyes.
So that was Blood in My Eyes by Seb, and I've got Seb with me now. I mean, first of all, well done, Seb. It is brilliant. Just tell us a bit again about how you actually made that track.
So I started off, every song I make starts off with the process of finding the beat I like. So I have an idea of the song I want to write, and I find a beat to go with that type of like feeling or whatever I want it to be about. And I was searching through, it probably is about hours. I'm looking through different beats to try and find the right one, and I find it. So then I found it, and I start just, you kind of do a, it sounds really stupid, but you kind of mumble to find like a flow that you want. So I'm just mumbling for like 20 minutes trying to find this right flow, and I find it. And then you start writing different lyrics, and once you got, like, you kind of get in the zone, everything just works properly. But then I decided with this song that I'm not going to rush it or try and get it all finished in a night or something like that. I spent probably like 3 weeks on finishing this one song, and took my time on it. And I think at the time, it definitely was my best one that I made.
So it means a lot to you, doesn't it, this track?
Yeah. This is the first one that I made that, like, actually, like, people who listen to, like, I showed my friends and stuff, actually went, like, this is something that could work as like a thing. I would listen to this.
Yeah, that must mean a lot when your friends say that. You know, your peers basically saying, yep, this is good, we'd listen to this one. So what's your plan for this, for this track? What are you going to do with it?
Well, my plan for this song is put it on a mixtape or album, whatever you want to call it, which I'm working on, which will have about 12, 14 different songs on it, and it'll be either at the start or at the end, or not really sure whereabouts in the thing yet, but it's definitely going to be on there.
And you've been working as well with Soundcheck, haven't you? Tell us what you've been doing with Soundcheck.
Every Thursday I'll go down with Soundcheck, and Jenny helped a lot, and I'll go down and record and like kind of get a look into the world of properly recording, because till then it's just me in my room on my phone doing little voice recordings to hear back of what it sounds like. But I know never gonna work like that. But then getting there and with a proper microphone, like headphones on, software, everything going well, and just recording and actually getting a feel for what I'm doing and what could be my, what I hope is my future.
Oh, that's so cool. So okay, if you could picture yourself in 5 years time, what would be my dream
is that I will, like, on stage, wherever, Glastonbury or something like that, on stage, and then I'm singing my songs, but like for whatever reason I stop and I can hear the crowd singing and it all goes away. That's the real dream I got is, I've actually put it in one of my songs as well, in one of the lines, is like I stand on stage and hear the crowd singing my songs back to me.
I can feel that, that idea of you being up there and singing back and how much that would mean to you. That's amazing. Well, listen, I want to do your first with you, so we'll come back on that. But you mentioned Dave, so I think we should get some Dave on, because I think our audience will know Dave, and that'll give him a bit of a kind of reference point as well. So we'll play some Dave, and then we'll come back and we'll get your firsts from you. Are you ready for this?
It's hard to hate on the truth. I'm living enough, men hate with the lies instead. Counting cash with a phone to my ear. I feel like
that was the choice of my studio guest, Seb. That is Dave and Starlight. And what a great track that is as well. Seb, it is lovely catching up with you. As we heard at the start of our chat, you are only 15, so I'm going to throw your firsts at you now. I am really intrigued to see what you're going to answer with this. So, do you remember what the first album you bought was? And also, what format was it? Was it streaming? Was it vinyl? I mean, you know.
I actually, the first vinyl, I got two vinyls at the same time.
They
were vinyls as well, surprisingly. But first one was, I got Stormzy's new album, which came out on vinyl. And I also got Dave's new newish album on vinyl as well.
So you are a vinyl lover.
I do quite like vinyl.
I'm forever telling everyone here that vinyl is the thing. Get back into vinyl, and you are proving it at 15 years old. I love it. So that's great. What's next on your hit list? What's the next album you want to get?
I actually am. I've saw that he is working on a new album. So when that comes out, I'll be scavenging to get that as soon as I can.
Yeah. So when you get your album together, you're hoping to put that out on vinyl?
If I can get a vinyl, because there's something about vinyls, which is just, like, I don't really, I listen to it, but I don't, it's more the look of the the disc, the big disc, and the cover it comes in and everything about it. It's just, I don't know. Yeah,
it's a bit special, isn't it? Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's kind of like books, not Kindles. Same sort of thing. Well, that's brilliant. Well, okay, so now what about the first gig or kind of live act that you saw? Do you remember who that would be?
I've never actually been to a live show.
Well, I suppose that makes sense. I mean, you are only 15. Yeah. So, okay, who's the first person you want to see?
First person I'd want to see is probably Dave again.
Yeah.
Because of the way that, like, his shows look, like, insane. They look so good. With him, like, randomly getting on a piano or playing on a guitar or, yeah.
He's a talented guy. I mean, do you play instruments, or are you going to learn instruments, or what's your plan for that?
I used to play guitar, and then I kind of gave up, and I haven't played since, really. But I don't know, I might get back into it. Or piano seems quite a good one to learn. But a difficult one to learn.
Yeah. Something, but then you could maybe start incorporating it, couldn't you, into your music and into your live set, which would be great. And I'm sure soundcheck would probably help you with that, which is good to know. What about the very first song you remember writing, even if it's just part of a song?
The very first song I actually remember was all the way, probably in lockdown or just before lockdown, was I was sat in my grand's house in my room up there, and I think I just listened to music or watched a documentary on someone like making a song or something. I was like, do you know what, I feel like messing around with it, and I go on my phone, get my notes out, and I just start writing gibberish really at the start, and then I finished that, and at the time I thought it was good, but then listening to it now, it's horrendous.
Well, be careful, because when you're big and famous, that will be dragged out. I can tell you that now. That's the first thing I ever wrote.
Right.
Well, that's good to know anyway. And what we've sort of talked about your first performance, haven't we, which was at Quids with Soundcheck. How long ago was that?
It actually wasn't too long ago. I think probably a couple months.
Yeah.
It really wasn't that long ago.
And it's obviously given you the taste. Have you got any other gigs lined up then?
No. I'm definitely going to do another Quids in. Because it is very good to go there. And, it's just nice to get a feel for, like, even if it's just in a pub or whatever it is, just, like, even if I'm just in my room pretending to do it, it just gives you a nice feeling of, like, what could be or what you're chasing. And it just makes it a bit more clearer what you want. And when I got that, like, in my mind, it's just so much easier to do everything, like, with writing and everything, when I've got the motivation to get to somewhere where I really want to be.
Do you know what? You're going to go very far, Seb. I can tell. You're so eloquent and you express yourself extremely well. I'm intrigued to know, though, last question. What does music do for you? What does it mean to you to be able to make music like this and to listen to music too?
Music for me is like, I would say it's my getaway, like my holiday. Like people will go on different holidays to give themselves a break or relax themselves. But for me, music does that. Whenever I'm feeling down or whatever, put on some music, bring myself back up, or write a song, go and put my feelings into a song and get it all out. And just, it's just a nice way to express myself or relax myself or just get my feelings out.
You are inspiring. Thank you so much for being up here today.
And
we will be watching you, mate, because I think you're going to go far. All the very best with the music. Will you let us know about your album when it's out? I want the vinyl.
Okay.
All the very best, Seb.
Thank you.
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge, supported by Villa Gaiety. For the latest Watson information, visit villagaiety.com.